Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Cloud Shepherd. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Cloud Shepherd. High up in the night sky, where stars twinkle bright, lives a kind shepherd named Nora. She has soft brown hair and wears a flowing blue dress that sparkles like starlight. Every night, Nora takes care of her special flock. But her flock is not sheep or goats. Her flock is made of fluffy white clouds. The clouds float all around her like gentle puffy friends. Some clouds are big and round. Some clouds are long and thin. Some clouds are small and wispy. Nora loves each one. She carries a silver staff that glows in the moonlight. The staff helps her guide her cloud friends across the dark sky. Tonight is a special night. The clouds are extra beautiful, pearl white and silver gray. They shine softly in the gentle moonlight. Nora smiles as she looks at her lovely flock. Time to help everyone sleep. Nora begins her gentle work for the night. She hums a soft, sweet song that sounds like a lullaby. The tune floats through the sky like silk ribbons in the wind. All the clouds love Nora's humming. When they hear her voice, they feel calm and happy. The big, fluffy clouds start to move slowly toward the tall mountains below. The thin, wispy clouds dance behind the bright moon. The smallest, softest clouds drift down toward the towns and cities where children sleep. As Nora hums, her voice makes the clouds feel peaceful. The restless ones stop wiggling and settle down. The wandering ones drift back to where they belong. Each cloud knows exactly where to go when they hear Nora's sweet song. The night sky becomes a beautiful dance of clouds moving slowly and quietly across the dark heavens. Down below, the world is fast asleep. In the cities, tall buildings stand quiet and dark. Most windows are black, but a few glow softly with warm yellow light. In those lit windows, some grown-ups are still awake, reading bedtime stories or tucking little ones into bed. The streets are empty, except for a few sleepy cats walking on soft paws. Street lamps make circles of gentle light on the sidewalks. Beyond the cities, green fields stretch far and wide. Horses and cows sleep standing up in the pastures. Even the flowers close their petals for the night. Farmhouses have warm lights in just one or two windows. Everything is calm and peaceful. The whole world seems to be taking a big, deep breath before going to sleep. Nora looks down and smiles. She knows everyone needs the right clouds above them to have the sweetest dreams. Nora guides her first group of clouds to their special places. The biggest, fluffiest clouds are perfect for the tall mountains. These clouds are as big as castles and as soft as cotton balls. Nora uses her glowing staff to point the way. "Go to the mountaintops," she whispers, and the big clouds float slowly toward the rocky peaks. They will keep the mountains cozy and help make morning dew for the flowers. The medium-sized clouds drift toward the hills and forests. These clouds look like fluffy pillows floating in the sky. They will bring gentle rain to the trees when morning comes. Nora watches each cloud find its perfect spot. She claps her hands quietly when they settle into place. The clouds seem to wiggle with joy when Nora is happy with them. They love making her proud. The night sky looks more beautiful with each cloud in its right place. Next, Nora tends to the thin, wispy clouds. These clouds are very different from the big, fluffy ones. They look like long, silky scarves floating in the wind. Some are shaped like ribbons. Some look like feathers. These special clouds have a very important job. They need to drift gently behind the bright, round moon. Nora hums a different tune for these wispy friends. Her song is light and airy, like a soft breeze. The thin clouds hear her music and begin to dance. They twist and turn gracefully through the air. Slowly, they float behind the glowing moon. There, they make the moonlight softer and prettier. The wispy clouds look like silver lace against the dark sky. When they cover the moon just a little bit, the moonlight becomes gentle and not too bright for sleeping eyes. Nora nods with satisfaction. The wispy clouds are doing their job perfectly. But one little cloud is not listening. This cloud is smaller than all the others, about the size of a baby's blanket. It is pure white and very fluffy. Instead of going where Nora guides it, the little cloud keeps floating toward the east. It drifts away from the other clouds. It spins in little circles. It seems to want to explore on its own. Nora notices the wandering cloud right away. She is never cross with her cloud friends, even when they don't listen. Instead, she smiles with understanding. "Little cloud," she calls gently, "where are you trying to go?" The small cloud bobs up and down as if it's trying to tell her something. It points with a wispy edge toward the eastern sky. Nora follows the cloud's gaze and sees what it's looking at. In the distance, there's a small house with one window still glowing bright. Nora looks more closely at the little house with the bright window. She can see inside with her special shepherd eyes. In a cozy bedroom, a small child sits up in bed. The child has curly hair and is wearing soft pajamas with stars on them. The little one looks worried and cannot fall asleep. Maybe the child had a bad dream. Maybe the child is missing mommy or daddy. The bright moon is shining right through the bedroom window, making everything too bright for sleeping. Now Nora understands why the little cloud wants to go east. The cloud wants to help the child fall asleep. Nora's heart fills with warmth. Her clouds always know who needs them most. You're such a smart little cloud, Nora says proudly. That child does need you. She decides to help guide the caring little cloud to exactly the right spot above the house. Very gently, Nora guides the little cloud toward the house. She doesn't use her staff this time. Instead, she cups her hands like she's holding something precious. The little cloud floats into her hands and feels safe and loved. Let's help this little one sleep, Nora whispers. She carries the cloud through the sky like a mother bird carrying her baby. Together, they float quietly toward the house with the bright window. As they get closer, Nora can hear the child sniffling softly. Her kind heart wants to help right away. When they reach the perfect spot, Nora gently releases the little cloud. Float right there, she says softly. Make the moonlight gentle and warm. The little cloud spreads out just a tiny bit. It drifts between the moon and the child's window. Suddenly, the bright white moonlight becomes soft and golden. The bedroom fills with the most beautiful, gentle glow. The magic works perfectly. As soon as the gentle golden light fills the room, the worried child begins to feel better. The soft glow is like a warm hug from the sky. The child's eyes start to feel heavy and sleepy. The sniffling stops. A small smile appears on the child's face. The little one lies back down on the pillow and pulls up the cozy blankets. Within moments, the child is fast asleep, breathing slowly and peacefully. The little cloud bobs happily above the house. It knows it did something wonderful. From high above, Nora watches with a big smile on her face. She feels so proud of her caring little cloud. Well done, little friend, she whispers into the night wind. You helped someone have sweet dreams. The cloud glows a tiny bit brighter, as if it's smiling back at Nora. This is why Nora loves being a cloud shepherd so much. With the little cloud in its perfect place, Nora continues her gentle work. She checks on all her other clouds to make sure they are where they need to be. The big, fluffy ones rest quietly above the mountain peaks. The medium clouds float peacefully over the hills and forests. The wispy ones dance softly behind the moon, making the moonlight just right. Every cloud is doing its special job. As Nora moves across the sky, she sees more sleeping children in houses below. Each child has exactly the right cloud above them. Some need big, thick clouds to block out bright streetlights. Some need thin, wispy clouds to make gentle shadows. Some need soft, medium clouds to bring the sweetest dreams. Nora has spent years learning which cloud is best for each sleeping child. She knows her work helps everyone sleep better. The thought makes her feel warm and happy inside. As the night grows later, Nora's work is almost done. She has guided every single cloud to its perfect place. The big ones, the small ones, the thick ones and the thin ones, all are where they need to be. The sleeping world below looks peaceful and calm. Cities rest under gentle cloud blankets. Farms sleep under soft, wispy covers. Mountains wear their big, fluffy cloud hats. Even the ocean has thin, silvery clouds drifting above it. Nora looks at her beautiful work and feels very satisfied. She has helped so many people have good dreams tonight. Her clouds have made the moonlight just right, the air just the right temperature, and the sky just the right darkness for sleeping. As she floats through the sky one last time, Nora hums her sweet lullaby. The tune drifts down to the world below like a gentle kiss goodnight from the sky. Just before dawn, when the sky begins to lighten in the east, Nora finishes her night's work. She has done everything perfectly. Every cloud is in its right place. Every sleeping person has exactly what they need for sweet dreams. Now it is time for Nora to rest too. She floats gently toward the moon, which is getting ready to say goodbye to the night. A beautiful silvery moonbeam reaches out like a soft chair. Nora sits down on the moonbeam and lets out a happy sigh. Her feet dangle softly in the starlight. She looks out at the peaceful world and smiles. Soon the sun will rise and wake everyone up. Her clouds will bring gentle morning rain to the flowers and trees. But for now, everything is quiet and perfect. Nora closes her eyes and rests, knowing that she has helped the whole world have the most wonderful dreams. The gentle cloud shepherd sleeps peacefully on her moonbeam until tomorrow night.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.